W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris makes her big speech tonight as she accepts the Democratic Party's nomination for president. Her vice presidential nominee, Governor Tim Walz from Minnesota, introduced himself to the convention and talked a little about Project 2025 last night, a conservative plan to overhaul the federal government.
They spent a lot of time pretending they know nothing about this. But look, I coached high school football long enough to know, and trust me on this. When somebody takes the time to draw up a playbook, they're going to use it.
Word today that Robert Kennedy Jr. is preparing to drop out of the presidential race and throw his support behind Donald Trump. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky touring the northeastern region of Sumy today. It's his first visit to the border area since his troops pushed into Russian territory. A labor dispute halting all freight rail traffic throughout Canada. That could cause major economic disruptions here in the U.S. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson tells the DNC the Biden-Harris administration is reviving a once prosperous black neighborhood in Milwaukee called Bronzeville.
The music is coming back. The culture is coming back. And thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law, the opportunities are coming back.
Bronzeville was literally split in two under so-called urban renewal policies in the 1960s. Now it's getting $37 million worth of bike and bus lanes, green space, and sewer upgrades. Oshkosh Defense says it just landed a $1.5 billion contract to build trucks for the Army. Oshkosh has been building them for years. It sells them to other countries too, like Israel and Ukraine. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's the final day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, and Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is among the Wisconsin delegates. She tells WMTV she's been using her time there to connect with other leaders who can help the city. She says federal funding is critical to Madison. Just in the time she's been mayor, the federal government has sent more than $500 million for us to have the bus rapid transit system, more solar panels, and increased affordable housing. And the Tenant Resource Center has a new tool looking at evictions across Dane County. Their new eviction map shows where tenants are evicted most and which groups of people face eviction the most. It shows data going back to 2021. The organization says a tool like this is crucial to understanding housing issues in Dane County. It even has a function to look at how eviction intersects with poverty and ethnicity. They hope neighbors, leaders, and legislators use it to get a detailed look at eviction in the Madison area. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Cards clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a 6-4 lead heading into the bottom of the ninth, but Devin Williams allowed some walks. St. Louis able to send it into extra innings. The Cardinals loading up the bases in the bottom of the 10th. Nolan Arenado at the plate. Cover John Fox.
Virtually on the line. And Nolan Arenado still with some magic.
The final, the Cardinals 10, the Brewers 6. Game 3 today. NFL concerned for Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing after suffering a neck stinger in last week's joint practice in Denver. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
We want to be safe and smart. You only get one body. So, you know, thinking about how we can be out there and be as protected.
As Packers running back A.J. Dillon with sports on Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX weather is brought to you by Water Lantern Festival in Madison. This weekend, August 24th at Warner Park, 5 to 9 p.m. WaterLanternFestival.com.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Are you looking for an unforgettable experience that's all about joy, connection, and making memories? Look no further than the Water Lantern Festival. Join thousands of fellow revelers at Warner Park, 2930 North Sherman Avenue in Madison on August 24th, where the magic begins at 5 p.m. Friends, family, and even strangers coming together under the stars to witness breathtaking spectacles of floating lanterns. Eat, drink, and celebrate, and forge genuine connections with others. Be part of this incredible experience. Register now at waterlanternfestival.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll preview the weekend events happening all around our area.
And it's a dumpster fire Friday. We'll go through all the news from Idiocracy.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You know, when I was teaching every year, we'd elect a student body president. And you know what? Those teenagers could teach Donald Trump a hell of a lot about what a leader is. Leaders don't spend all day insulting people and blaming others. Leaders do the work. So I don't know about you. I'm ready to turn the page on these guys. So go ahead. Say it with me. We're not going back.
We are here live from the DNC. JoJo from Jurors is here. Can I just say, that's been one of the themes of this convention, of not tearing people down, but lifting people up.
Right.
And, I'm just a little whore that works in my basement. You're a little mobile whore.
Yeah.
But my point
is my travels.
That, we all try to do that.
Right.
We all, strive to, lift each other up.
Yeah.
And we, I try to do that for you because I love you. We did Olivia Troy yesterday. Mm-hmm. We tried to say send some love and light because she's getting swatted by Trumpers, and she was so nervous. And so thank you all the Steph heads that came out and gave her so much love and support. And it just, they do. They make you want to aspire to your better angels.
Yeah, and I think more of us are there than are in this darkness and doom and gloom and tearing each other down. And I think, Pete Buttigieg said it last night, what they're selling is darkness, and what the American people aren't in the market anymore, because we want something else. We want light. We want support.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your community has been incredibly supportive for me, and you yourself have been incredibly supportive for me.
Mwah!
Mwah.
Listen, if you could hear the backstage conversation about, just
Stephanie
shenanigans,
Louise.
DNC strange. Listen, let's talk to one of our better angels and elevate the conversation. Serena Maxwell, the incomparable Serena, who precedes this very show on SiriusXM Progress and is a force of nature. Hi, Serena.
Hi, Steph. Good morning.
I can feel you don't really want to be associated with this, but thank you.
Oh, boy.
I was just laughing along with your experience of navigating the convention, which has been quite difficult.
I know. We were just talking about that, about all the different credentials you need and whether, how, if you can get out of the floor or how long it takes to get in. But talk to us just about I don't know how you could spin this as anything other than an unbelievably, spectacularly successful convention. What are your highlights so far?
Well, it's not my first convention. It's my third convention. Vengeance.
Yeah, you're the Joan Crawford of the convention. It's not your first time at any rodeo, Serena.
Yeah.
Zerlina, I'm so sorry. Guys, are you able to hear her? Because I'm Zerlina. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It's Zerlina's line. Yeah.
Zerlina, are you there?
Oh
dear.
You can hear me? I'm here.
Oh, now I can hear you. Okay, so
okay.
Sorry, honey.
It seems, yeah, it
your
seems
audio is
better.
Cutting in and out. Go again.
I don't understand. I'm not sure where that camera works for.
Zerlina, I'm going to have to give you a hug in person. Your audio is not working for us, but if you can, call back.
Yeah.
I know you only have a very few minutes, but we love you, love you, love you. Never miss Zerlina's show.
Yes.
It's on right before mine here on SiriusXM Progress.
Yes.
All right, JoJo, I just love this. We've been talking about Daniel Dale is going to have to be hospitalized for exhaustion.
Oh, my
the
God.
The CNN facts checker, just for any Trump, anything, rally, statement, anything.
Right.
But I just love this. CNN fact checker Daniel Dale gives DNC speeches the thumbs up. Very few false heads. He's like, now he's like the Maytag repairman. He's
exactly.
Like, oh, well, there really wasn't
oh, that's a bit
hardly
of a dated
anything.
Reference. That's a dated reference.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
He said, obviously, I'll try not to fact check Lil Jon.
I think Lil Jon can, in fact, turn down for what?
Turn down for what?
Yeah.
But, you know, that really is the difference of what makes me crazy about mainstream media is that both sides don't do it.
No.
You know, you can say, like, oh, that was maybe misleading or most of that was true, but maybe this. Donald Trump is a flat-out liar.
Yep.
He just lied about that Kamala Harris met with Putin.
Oh, my God.
Before he invaded Ukraine. She's never met Putin.
No, 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 no. I mean, remember, he's a birther. Like, everything he does, all of him is a lie. He paints himself orange. He's a 15-step comb-over. He wears a diaper and lifts in his shoes. I mean, everything about his gilded, golf motel, everything about him is predicated on a lie.
His gilded golf motel. Oh, my God.
Well,
I'm going to use that.
Well, feel free. But, like, that's the thing. We always had facts on our side. And what the media has been trying to do by trying to fit these lies into these little boxes by accommodating them has been so detrimental to society as a whole.
Yeah. By the way, I'm dressed like a girl because you and I are going to a fancy luncheon for Gwen Walls.
Oh, nice.
I mean, as we do, we lunch.
As we do,
okay,
the ladies who lunch.
Yes, the ladies who lunch. Yeah, you are dressed beautifully. You're always dressed beautifully.
Oh,
though.
No. I do mostly baseball cap.
How far is that zipper down?
Well, we'll find out at the
well,
luncheon.
Well, then.
We go cruising the luncheon. but no, we're part of a group of Women for Harris, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, just this sisterhood here. You talked a little bit about, you know, us supporting each other and just us supporting Olivia Troy. There really is like a sisterhood. There's amazing women here speaking and not, right? I mean, just in general.
Empowering each other.
Yeah.
Empowering each other, but also, like, lifting each other up to that, to your point. Like, because there's inevitably somebody's going to stumble, somebody's going to feel down, somebody's going to feel overwhelmed. And right now, we're all feeling really uplifted. But in the months past, like, it's been hard for a lot of people. And women have had each other's backs.
Yeah.
And this Women for Harris room is amazing. And everybody in there is so supportive of everyone else. I love it so much.
I was struck by, this one, Yasher Ali said, Stephanie Grisham, you remember who spoke?
Yeah.
Who was the White House press secretary? She said, I never thought I'd be speaking at a Democratic convention, but after seeing firsthand who Donald Trump really is and the threat he poses to our country, I feel very strongly about speaking out. But, you know, Olivia shared with me that, you know, Stephanie, because we're girls, that she was like, you know, I've gained some weight from menopause and I'm really nervous to speak. And of course, the Trumpers were vicious about her weight, about it. And this is what happened to you when you posted this beautiful picture at Sexy Liberal.
Yeah.
And you looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the Trumpers, everything, your face, your hair, your weight, your marriage, your kids. It's just there. And now, of course, about Gus Walls.
Yeah.
You knew it. You knew it. The minute it happened, you're like, oh, my God, they're going to be horrible.
There's no line. There's no line for them whatsoever, and I will fight. I will fight. I will fight some.
We will protect Gus Walls.
We're all team Gus.
Seriously. But yeah, I mean, the way that they go after women in particular, but everybody, but women in particular, so pointedly cruel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that they're trying to get that button, right? Every woman has one. Every human being has one.
Yeah.
But
sure.
They go for your weight or your looks or that you're a whore or whatever.
Yeah.
And,
well that part.
Yeah, that part. I mean, I'm kind of on that.
You know,
but, you know,
if the stilettos fit.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
We're
girlfriends. We're able to. No, listen.
On the feet. Oh, you meant on the feet. Right. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
What?
It's 8:30. It's 9.
What did she say?
It's 10.
I missed it.
I don't know. Back to supporting women. Oh, right.
Yes.
So, but then
you should see how blue she works during the breaks. Jody Hamilton makes me look like, you know, Rita Rudner.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just a suburban mom of two.
No, for being in the sisterhood with me, you are a penis worshiper. And I think that's fine because it's a different perspective.
There are three of those at this table, you know.
But seriously, but here's the thing I want to talk to you about, the gender gap that we're seeing so far. We'll see what happens in polling.
Yeah.
But, I mean, isn't Tim Walz just an example of masculinity that you know, rather than this cruel, misogynistic, macho bluster of the Trump sort of macho, right?
He's the kind of guy, if your car breaks down, he's the kind of guy who's going to pull over and help you.
Yeah.
Brady Vance is the guy who's, like, you know, slashed your tire. He's the dad that's going to go get you tampons when you're like, dad's like, whatever.
But I love that he said, I'm a better shot than any of these Republicans in Congress, and I got them the trophies. I mean,
military service, which I'm not going to let them, you know, destroy that. I'm not going to let them diminish that.
Right.
You know, that's not what they're supposed to be doing anyway. But, yeah, he's a mess. He's a football coach. The guy was a football coach. Yeah. He spoke in football. Analogy.
He did.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump's like,
what's a 44 defense? I don't know.
Well, and brought out members of his team.
Yeah.
His winning team.
And Donald Trump wears makeup. We're talking about the uber masculine ticket that wears makeup, and JD Vance wears, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Eyeliner? Is that eyeliner? Kohl eyeliner? I don't even know what that is.
Yes. This whole convention, it's been like Friday Night Lights meets Def Comedy Jam. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. All right. The Democratic convention has been about faith, family, and football.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's so communist and un-American.
No.
All right, we got a break. We have dear God. Now we have a backlog of guests coming up.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Okay. Just you sit. Stay.
Sit.
You're staying. Mm. 16 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yes.
They're the OG sexy liberals. I mean, okay, we just have to say it. We stole our act from them.
We did.
They've been, America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. They give to all these progressive nonprofits like Sexy Liberal has done for years.
Right.
Over 95 million. We might be a little under that, but they've given to Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, you name it.
Uh-huh.
Join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service. It's so easy. Just bring your phone, bring your number.
Yeah.
Get in. We're going saving.
Yeah.
Get in the car.
Get in.
Get in. Go to credomobile.com. That is credomobile.com. And for back to school, in honor of teachers like the Walzes, right? Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to Credo, and they'll donate $50 to donors choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. Things like art supplies, technology, diverse books. Learn more at credomobile.com or call us 877-346-0516.
I just want to tell you both, good luck. We're all counting on you.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, picture this, a stranger with a crowbar pries open a window, a fire breaks out in the kitchen, deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive live guard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Are you the type of person who tries to make good choices when they shop? Someone who thinks about how things are made and the impacts on the environment, buys organic, shops local, avoids generating lots of plastic waste, chooses fair trade, supports quality media? If you are, there is a phone company for you, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month, they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Rainforest Action Network, the Transgender Law Center, and Reproductive Freedom for
all. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and friendly, responsive customer service. And you get much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching to Credo Mobile is so easy. You can bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
The DNC show brought to you by American Financing, saving homeowners over $800 every month using your home equity to pay off high interest debt. American Financing, America's home for home loans. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. 22 minutes after the hour. Are you done eating yet?
Well,
yeah, it's a little important. We're live from the DNC.
Ron shoved a biscuit in my face.
Okay.
Joe from Jersey. Shoved a sausage in your face.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, he's having a sausage party at the DNC, and God knows what you're doing.
I'm hungry.
Here's how sad my life has gotten. You know what my highlight was? Okay, first of all, I experienced mostly the convention from my hotel room yesterday, but I found someone to blow out my hair, so that was very exciting. You too, God knows what's happening. All kinds of action. That was my action.
I went to the
so
library.
Far, I've got one day left to get some, you know, some DNC
I'll
action.
I'll get you some.
Okay,
I
let's
promise.
Go. Yeah.
I'll hook you up.
Girl. You don't want to know what she said is going to happen to me at the luncheon, which there's very little chance
I
of that. But okay.
It involves fingers.
Yeah.
I said finger sandwiches.
Oh, maybe and I said I got invited
sandwiches.
To Lindy Lee's box, and then I think you said something else inappropriate.
Now,
she has a boyfriend.
Who has
a?
I don't have a boyfriend.
Lindy
no,
does.
Lindy does.
She does?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
I think it's pretty clear from this convention that you don't have a boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Not just one.
Thank God.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay.
We've been talking about, it's just, I don't think people understand. It is such a, and I guess it's good. It's just different this year. There
right.
are so many credentials. You need a Secret Service credential. You need a floor pass, and not every floor pass gets you.
A pap smear.
Because as you were saying, it's going to be impossible, even with a pass, pretty much, to get on the floor tonight because it's obviously Kamala night. It's the last night.
Right.
So, but it's anyway, because we're supposed to, Governor Jared Polis is on the way, but everybody's late today because just, you understand the security to get into the building, the lines, and everybody's got to wait in them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there is one way to get in this building.
Yep.
And everybody needs to enter through that one way.
One way.
And I just love that Oprah.
Yeah.
How long did Oprah have to queue up, do you think? She'd like, get in, I have to speak for Kamala!
Well, that's what I was asking. When we ran into Wolf Blitzer on the street, he was entering the checkpoint, and I'm like, do they make Wolf Blitzer wait in a two-hour line?
Yes!
Well, I noticed that some of the, like, top-tier media, they do go, they have, like, a fast pass.
Okay.
That Joanne Reed was like, bye! And she was gone. But they do still have to go through the checkpoints. They just kind of get green-lit.
Don't you think he said, don't you know who I am? I've been covering this since the Johnson administration.
Andrew Johnson.
Okay.
Administration.
All right. That's our joke. I need to get to a bathroom. My diet consists entirely of hard cheese and drywall.
He always sounds like he's constipated.
I know, he just does. Okay. I said hi to him. I said hi to him and Dana Bash, who was very nice. Yes.
She's lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, we saw Don Lemon photobombing Caddy K.
Yeah.
Everyone's just sort of, you know, it's just big circle. Big media circle jerk.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've been calling it Politicon. It's that's how I feel about it. It's like a prom Comic-Con. Prom-a-Politicon.
Yes. Wait a minute. By the way, I was just going to say, Scott Dworkin wrote a great piece, because I thought it was me, that we're experiencing all this joy,
mm-hmm.
and I don't like people even care what the mainstream media says anymore.
No.
Right.
Because he wrote a piece, he said, the press began to stir up imagined controversies, skewed the facts, attempted to sow division, all to appease their corporate overlords and further the mainstream media's pro-Trump agenda. The New York Times pushing his unhinged lie that Kamala Harris's nomination is somehow a coup. CNN spun their own web of lies to suggest the Democrats' potentially pushed Biden's speech out of primetime. USA Today ran a ridiculous story asking why are there so many empty seats at the DNC, showing clips from like early in the day. Fox News headline, President Biden goes off script and throws a lifeline to terror supporters during DNCs. None of this is what's actually happening here.
No. But the mainstream media needs that narrative.
That's right. The
horse race, right? They don't need the facts or the truth as much as they need the sensationalism and the clicks and the money.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, this is exactly what you're, if you're watching on TV, it's exactly what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is this explosion of just love and joy and positive feeling.
The entire city is like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Crazy.
Our friend Victor Shee, who we were saying, has become a really BFD.
Oh.
He introduced you to Letitia James yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Oh! The later in the day people have all the fun.
I guess we do.
You know, people have said, like, oh, come by, we're on 8 to 11. They're like, great. And I'm like, in the morning?
A.M.
In the morning. No.
Yeah, that's sad.
But we have had some amazing guests. But Victor Shee, thank God there's one headline. Biden departs with joy and fire. You're happy for one accurate headline.
Isn't that bad? That's the bar, right?
Yeah.
That's the bar that it's set at. Meanwhile, but if you look at the creators, which I love that the DNC and the campaign have leaned into independent creators and independent media,
not
just corporate media, the creators are like, oh my God, this is crazy. Like, so exited.
No, the DNC has really catered to the creators, and I'm glad to see that.
Yeah.
Well, because you're the truth tellers. You're the ones, like, that's what we love about you, is not only are you smart and funny, but, like, you guys are spitting the real facts out that we can all
use. You're unfiltered.
Like, look at Bill Clinton. I didn't know that. Since the Cold War, 51 million jobs have been created. Democrats have created 50 million of them.
Yeah.
We've got to, you know, somehow get off this track about Republicans are better on the economy. They are provably not.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, and Joe Biden has had arguably the world's best recovery from COVID economically.
Yes.
And nobody talks about that. They're like,
how is it even close? We've created 16 million jobs. Trump lost almost 3 million.
Yeah.
How is that even?
I mean, all you have to say, he doesn't like it when you say it. He's the worst jobs president since Herbert Hoover.
Right.
He hates that. He does not like the words Hoover. I think he might think it's a vacuum. I'm not sure. I can't be worse than the vacuum on jobs. But
he doesn't understand that asylum is different than insane asylum.
I know.
That was my favorite when Bill Clinton said, I don't understand. You know, this Hannibal Lecter thing. I know they call me the explainer in chief, but I got nothing on that.
Genius. I don't think he knows what supply chain is either. I think he thinks it's, I don't know if he thinks it's like an actual chain.
Chain?
Because right. He uses it in such a weird way that you're like, I think he thinks it's a physical right. thing that you can go, like, go visit.
Oh, like NFTs and Bitcoin. I think he thinks it's something you can hand to someone.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, Becky Sue did a bit about that because she thought that they were bumper stickers. And so she's like, how do I put those in nifties? Nifties? How do I put them onto my bumper? Because I licked them, I put tape on it, and they don't stick.
Becky Sue is her MAGA alter ego.
Yeah.
Oh, it's her first appearance.
She just did a little skit. Jody, send that to Carol Burnett, your mom.
Oh, God, I would die.
Okay, do it.
Sure. Jody, I would die dead, sure. die.
Becky Sue.
If you ever see me again, I'll fall off the stool and I will die dead.
Becky Sue is the Eunice of politics.
Becky Sue has not been to the DNC yet. It's her first trip.
So oh, well, all right.
Thank you for welcoming
29
her.
29 minutes after the hour, we roll along live from the DNC on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Redistricting turned a lot of red legislative districts in Wisconsin purple. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says that's energizing Democrats in Green Bay, Wausau, Sheboygan, and the Milwaukee suburbs.
Places that were gerrymandered districts for over a decade, and the local communities are thrilled to have an opportunity to finally elect a representative who shares their values.
Democrats are working to cut into Republican majorities in the state assembly and Senate. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will weigh in on a case of a high school wrestling championship. The high court will decide if Hayden Halter's family can sue the referee whose unsportsmanlike conduct call might have suspended him for the state tournament. The Waterford High School star was reinstated and won the title. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Authorities want to expand opioid addiction treatment at the Dane County Jail. Officials want to be able to give treatment to more inmates through drugs like buprenorphine and methadone, which lessen the effects of withdrawal. Staff from the Sheriff's Office tell the State Journal this treatment can get people through withdrawal easier, and it reduces their likelihood that they'll relapse and reduces the likelihood they'll come back to jail. This expansion to the program would cost about $700,000, and that would come from settlement money that opioid manufacturers have to pay for contributing to the opioid crisis. And you know when you're driving and you hit a work zone with lane closures and everybody starts to merge long before you need to? Then there's that one person that passes everybody by, merging at the last second. Well, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation says they're doing it right. They're reminding drivers to resist Midwest Nice. You don't need to merge early. Instead, everyone should be in two lanes as long as possible and merging car by car. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Burlo has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Burlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Burlo.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Thursday, final day of DNC coverage. Tonight is Kamala Harris's night. The Devil's Advocates will take you live to the United Center. You got to listen. The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
By the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
One of the things is when you send a signal to the other countries, you want them to know whether they agree with you or not, at least that you're on the level. Here's where you are and what you believe. What are they supposed to make for these endless tributes to the late, great Hannibal Lecter? I mean, President Obama once gave me the great honor of saying I was the explainer-in-chief. Folks, I thought and thought about it, and I don't know what to say.
Wow.
I got nothing. I got nothing. I'm out. yeah, we were, and he went right out on age, which was, you know, making a good point after all the crap Biden took, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's one old guy in this race now. There's only one.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I mean, Tim Walz is in my dating pool, so I can't consider him old. He's only 60.
Yeah.
Like, that's not old,
he's
right?
The same age as Kamala.
What is your dating pool? I know a lot of people are interested.
Alive is the first prerequisite.
Oh. We even have callers that are in your dating pool.
Oh, yes. Hi. Oh, hi, Norman. Let me just pimp JoJo out. Hi. I'm JoJo's madam. Go ahead, Norman.
Good morning, folks. I'm happy to see you. JoJo, I'm lusting after you.
Oh,
just
my.
As much as
before
I
noon.
Lust
this
get
early.
In line. Take a number.
That's all very right. Kind of you. What does that mean?
I missed last night. I fell asleep. What happened last night?
No. He said what happened last night.
Oh, Norman, something's wrong with the phone line. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I
sorry.
I went to church in the library. And
yes, of course you did. Of course
I made
you
a
did.
Rug.
What?
You latch hooked a rug.
I did. Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. I was looking for carpet, too. What? Fine.
I have some in my room.
Stephanie.
So, we were... What?
Oh, my God.
We were talking about... We are all very tired. Do you understand? We've all had collectively, like, an hour of sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Combined.
Yep.
For reasons.
Here's Victor Shee, who we were talking about, our little youngin. He made a good point. He said, remember, young people like me have never experienced the hope that millions of people felt for Barack Obama in 2008. But now we do with Kamala Harris, and you bet we're going to channel our hope into real action to make Republicans find out like never before. Gen Z is ready. I love that they said Kamala's social media is run by feral 25-year-olds.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that he wrote that because I've been talking to people who have been able to vote for multiple elections, young people who didn't because they were like, why? Like, I don't like it. None of this looks like me. None of this resonates with me.
Right.
And now they're like, what is this? This is very exciting.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
I am interested in politics.
Yeah.
You lost your condom again.
I lost my mic condom again.
Oh.
I'm going to have to hit that mobile abortion van. That the right wingers keep saying that we frequent every day.
Yeah, after we drive.
Why do I keep knocking my condom off?
Oh my God.
You keep doing a lot of things.
I think it's doing it on its own. It's got a life of its own.
Okay, listen. let's speaking of hot leses, Dana Nessel, how fantastic was she yesterday? Prosecutor like Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Give me a cut three. Dana Nessel, Michigan Attorney General.
California's Attorney General, Kamala Harris never shied away from a good fight. She's held accountable environmental polluters, sexual abusers, and transnational gangs. But what really stands out is when she stood up and protected her constituents' freedoms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I've done a bunch of interviews, JoJo, where, you know, I have such a connection to her from California because we all remember, if you're in the gay community, you know, that moment in the documentary where she was like, this is Attorney General Kamala Harris, and I need you to start these marriages immediately. And you just, you know, she's just been an ally for so long. And so I think there's so many groups that are fired up.
Yeah. I mean, she legitimately wants people to be able to live their lives authentically and without, you know, fear. fear of any kind of repercussion for just living your lives authentically. Plus, she celebrates diversity. I mean, she's an incredibly diverse human being. We should lean into it and celebrate diversity.
Well, I mean, I think it just you can see it on camera what a big tent we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, we're forever. I was trying to think exactly the way Oprah put it, right? But like, everyone's invited to our barbecue. Everyone gets a plate. I can't imagine. Can you people tuning into the RNC into this and not wanting to be part of this?
Oh my God! At the RNC, they have music, and they're like, "This is music." And here it's like,
we play music.
Right. And we don't have maxi pads on our ears here. So.
No, we do not.
And I mentioned that just the first night, Joe, of the DNC at 21% higher ratings than the RNC. You know that's driving Trump crazy.
Yeah. No,
and I can only imagine last night and tonight.
I've got tonight.
Has he troughed this morning about any of this?
I
haven't seen anything.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
By the way, Chris and I were saying, he seems like he's given up. Like, he really does seem so low energy and just repeating the same stupid insults. And
yeah. He's not even painting his face as orange anymore. Oh, it's it's weird. He's almost like he's just like, ugh.
I
with the Cheeto.
I don't have the will to be orange.
Right?
Oh my God! I just saw a headline.
Oh no!
Mike Lindell shaved his mustache to go incognito at the DNC and investigate unisex bathrooms.
Yeah, and he got owned by a 12-year-old boy. I don't mean
I saw that.
It was weird.
Why are they so weird?
They're so weird. They're so weird. That's weird.
We're just so much better at this. Pete Buttigieg, who was interviewing him? Over 20 people were shot last week. Buttigieg. Then why would we elect leaders who won't do anything about gun violence? Interviewer, we'll name one Republican in charge in Chicago. Pete said, you want to play that game? Well, we can talk about the murder rate in Mississippi being double what it is in Illinois.
That's right. Parts of Ohio as well. Hi, Jim Jordan. Yeah, it's true.
Absolutely.
But they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about how there's 12 children who die a day from gun violence.
Right.
They want to talk about one unfortunately horrific case of someone being killed by somebody who came here from another country.
Right. Yeah.
They don't want to talk about the American kids who are dying every day.
Right.
And also, I love the Bill Clinton line, like, don't count the lies, count the eyes.
Mm.
I mean, it is just all about him. It's just constant whining and grievances. And honestly, for the life of me, Joe, I don't understand the people that are still attracted to that.
Yeah, he offers them nothing. And in fact, worse than nothing. They're voting with him. They're voting against their own best interests. And it's some kind of cognitive dissonance. So they just don't see it. Whatever that is they're pulling out of him that works for them enough, it's probably a lot of things that are not pretty, works for them enough that it blurs everything else that is actually true.
I mean, you never know who's going to trigger him. So this is Kathy Hochul.
Yep.
Trump snaps at New York governor and rant, blaming her for his criminal case. Oh, did you tell Letitia James she's a badass right to her face?
I can say that. I can say badass.
You can say badass.
You can say badass.
How can
you can't
I
say
badass?
The F-bomb that you did before badass.
Yes, I said she was the blank bomb badass while we were smiling, taking a picture. And she was just like very professional. She goes,
Thank you.
I had to tell her that. Like, if you get a chance to tell her that, I'm like telling her that.
Don't you feel like you hear the sound of black women open cans of whoop ass all across the country?
Oh, my God.
From Michelle Obama on down.
That's the thing. Like, Michelle Obama, like, destroyed
him. Oh, my God.
She emasculated him in so many, and she adjusted when they go low, we go high.
Yep.
But it did feel like a kick to the,
when they go low, I hold my earrings in my shoes. I'm going to F a mother effer up, man.
And the fact that a black Indian woman is going to beat him is just, there's something
chef's kiss
so beautiful about it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, my God. She is breaking him.
Mm.
She's breaking his brain.
Yeah.
He just cannot. He still can't adjust.
No.
We're a month in now.
Mm.
This was the, he said, this was his troth.
Uh-huh.
Kathy Hochul, the very unpopular governor of New York. Not true.
No.
Okay. Do I need to say that even?
Mm-mm.
Was the nastiest speaker on Monday evening at the Democrat National Convention as it pertains to your favorite president, me. That's my favorite, that he always needs to identify himself. Yeah.
In case you don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Even though he's at the bottom of most lists. Of
The worst
president.
The worst president,
ever. Okay. I will win the presidency. Okay.
All right.
And wouldn't it be better for the people of New York State to have a governor who got along with the president? Ever adversarial relationships are not good in politics. Oh, well, thank God you're so polite and cooperative with everybody. Is he kidding me?
Right. Meanwhile, at the live show on Saturday, mm-hmm. J.B. Pritzker described trying to get PPE from this man and knowing he had to be nice and sycophantic and, like, complimentary. What's Trump fast? Like, getting along, like, having a good relationship means bow down to me.
Right. That's the ring. Kiss the ring. Yeah, as a lot of people have said. I just love this. He may actually just, I don't know, maybe he's going to flee the jurisdiction at the end of this week.
He's fleeing the interview.
Analysis finds Truth Social stock hit a new low amid the DNC.
Oopsies. Womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
It's going down faster than Tesla.
I mean, isn't Devin Nunes in charge of that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Shocker.
Who would have thought someone that sued a Twitter cow and lost would not be good
at running a social media?
Right?
Yeah. I'm so shocked. The best people, though. The best people.
All the best people. We were saying, I don't know who he's trying to appeal to. All these Nikki Haley voters, they said, one of them said, when we cast our votes in the primaries, we weren't really voting for her as an active candidate, but we wanted to send a message. This is not the kind of Republican Party we wanted. That Trump's period as the spirit bearer of the party needed to come to an end. So, sorry, Nikki.
Yeah. Oopsies.
They weren't really that into you.
Right.
It wasn't really about you.
So they're all coming over to Harris.
Yeah. I mean, he is doing nothing to court these people. He can't do anything to court these people. He's not growing their base, which, you know, what is the message he's trying to sell them? It's again, we are a failing nation. Yeah. Things here are terrible. Yeah. We suck at everything. I mean, that's basically his pitch.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you're as big a geek as I am, so let's say it all together. It's Shannon Climber! She's right there!
Yeah!
She's coming out next! Okay, 45 minutes after the hour.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I just scared her away. Yeah. Oh, well. Okay.
There she goes.
Oh, okay. This portion of the show brought to you by
Charlotte Run.
By her friends. Is there enough celebratory wine for this week? I don't think so. This is directly...
Rosé.
Oh, my God. It's the best rosé ever. I'm not even a rosé girl.
I love rosé.
This is the best rosé ever. Do you?
Oh,
I'm sending you some.
All day.
This is right from Bordeaux, France.
Mm.
The most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé. It is, oh, my God, it's that pale pink color.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottle's really pretty. Mm-hmm. But it is so delicious. The winemaker, Damien, we're on a first-name basis.
Oh.
We talked to him.
Is he French?
He is.
Okay.
It was like interviewing the candlestick in that animated movie. Stéphanie and Gouvernement.
Beast.
Yes.
Lumière is his name.
Lumière. Your French pronunciation is miserable. I will talk to you anyway. He plays music to the vines.
That's
why it's so good. They have won almost every award at the Paris Wine Cup.
Wow.
Best wine by varietal, you name it. Organically grown, hand-picked grapes, no colorings or flavors. It is delicious.
Yep.
Chris and Jody and I love it. We did not think we were rosé.
I'm not a wine guy, and I love it.
Right?
Yeah.
Now SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off. What?
What?
What? Yes. Mama got,
what?
Mama got you. Thanks, Lil John. Mama got you. What kind of deal? 50% off. Go to vs.wine. That is 6 bottles for only $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie. Go to vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie. Get your Grand Rosé today.
6 bottles.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Cesar Millan, the original host of The Dog Whisperer, relies on to feed his pack. The first 4 ingredients are premium turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the DNC show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Oh, my God, Allison Gilda's bucket. It's too much. Okay, I'm fine. I'm fine. Jojo, calm down.
She's a troublemaker.
Act right. We have Charlotte Clymer. It's a little bit too much right now. And look at Chris with his giant mountains of muscles. You almost crushed Allison Gilda. You would crush an entire industry if you crush Allison Gilda to death with your giant muscles. Okay. Listen, I'm going to take away your Power Life High Impact Protein. Do not squish. She's an industry. Okay, what's it got in it? HMB, Chris. That's a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle, even without exercise. You can tell he barely lifts anything.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay, high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Tony Horton, the P90X guy.
No.
He got shingles. He had to come back from it. This is how he rebuilt his health. He looks amazing. 65 now. He looks and feels amazing. Go to MyPowerLife.com, type in the code FITNESS, save 30%, and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. MyPowerLife.com, type in FITNESS or text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Okay, say it together with me, JoJo. Mm. It's Charlotte Clymer!
How y'all doing?
I want you to know you were one of several people I physically assaulted when I saw. So, but you were in the military, and I knew you could defend yourself.
Yes, yes.
I was with Dana Goldberg at her event for Pete Buttigieg, and I was walking out, and I saw you, and I screamed, and then I grabbed you like a like a koala.
Like a rag doll.
I've just been a fan, for so long and wanting to get you on the show. Just give us your impressions of this big, beautiful party we're having this week.
This is the best political convention in modern history.
Mm.
Hands down.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the comms are exceptional.
Yeah.
The messaging is so good. Everyone is energetic. Tim Walz gave the best vice presidential speech I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Ever seen, ever.
Yeah.
I mean...
Can I just say, JoJo and I have been talking about, we had Olivia Torrey on yesterday, talking about her getting swatted and Stephanie Grisham and how just ugly the Trumpers are being to her and how nervous she was. Apparently, JoJo has to go to the mobile abortion van every day because her name is Hojo in MAGA world.
So creative. Oh, yeah. I don't know where they ever came up with that.
Oh, but Jesus.
I think America is done with this meanness and hate and divisiveness. Mm-hmm. I said on the air, I posted this little joyous video of running into you, with you and me and Dana Goldberg. Some maggot goes, oh, the DNC where men pretend to be women.
Yeah.
And I know you, I'm sure you get that all the time. And I say this all the time, Charlotte. Maybe you can explain it to me. Even if you don't understand trans people, what's it to you?
Yeah.
Like, what? Why do you feel like you need to go out of your way to bully someone or to take their rights away? Or I just don't understand it for the life of me. As Governor Walz says, mind your damn business.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I mean, just talk to us a little bit about your journey, because you are obviously in the military. You're a military activist. I mean... There's so many sort of, like, we were talking about, if you tuned in, this could have been a Republican convention, right? Like, you know, the God, the flag, football.
Oh, yeah.
You
know? But, yeah, and I mean, that's where I come from. You know, I come from Texas. I was a military veteran. I'm a Christian. To me, being a Democrat and a progressive means embracing Christ's teachings.
Yeah.
And I come from a community where you look out for your neighbor, no one is left behind, and that is the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at Reverend Warnock.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
People are preaching this week.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I was outside the United Center yesterday, or 2 days ago, standing in line to get in with a group of friends, and there were... Unfortunately, some right-wing extremists there who were harassing everybody, and they came up to me and shouted the most awful things. But you know what happened in that moment is that my friends surrounded me and shielded me, because that's what we do for each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are on the cusp of an era of unprecedented kindness and joy. And that's what we need in politics right now, is kindness and joy.
Man, we just talked about that, about the whole message of building people up instead of trying to tear them down. And that's what it seems like the theme of this whole week is, and, you know, from so many different amazing speakers, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everyone seems to be coming to the stage with this mission to convert people through the act of kindness.
Yeah.
And speaking to the way that people are struggling, the way that people are in pain, those protesters outside, those are folks who are very uncomfortable in their own skin.
Yeah.
Now, if you can take a step back and look at people like Donald Trump and many of his more extreme supporters...
That's my territory you're in now.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
I paid a fine.
Sorry to appropriate from you, Joe.
We are also a party of potty mouths.
Oh,
and we are.
If I could love Kamala Harris more when I found out her favorite swear word starts with an M and ends with an A.
Oh, my God. Right? I mean, yeah.
Do you hope that her inauguration speech is just, this is my black job, mother.
That's it. Walk away.
Well, the vice president's dropped the F-bomb a couple times
in
the past year, which made me happy.
Yeah.
Because I think it is the most unoffensive word in the English language.
Yeah.
It's probably the most honest word in the English language.
I mean, Barack Obama always makes me want to be a better person, but I'm just not. I'm like, but Barack, they're such a-holes. Do I have to be better person? I love this. Damien, one of my listeners in York, Pennsylvania, said, Jason Aldean, try that in a small town. Michelle Obama, F around and find out in Chicago.
By the way, Jason Aldean was not raised in a small town. That guy is a poser. He went to a private school when he was a kid. What a poser.
Yeah. I was just going to say, of all the posers in the Republican Party.
And then, of course, this is their hero. Shocker. Right. Like, Donald Trump is a man of the people. Like, he's your everyman warrior.
Poser in chief.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. I mean, you probably weren't surprised that Governor Walz served 24 years in the military, like you served in the military.
That's right.
Nope. Like, there is not a military record they won't attack if that's not, if you're not on their side.
No, I mean, listen, you know, we remember how John Kerry was attacked. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we remember that he, you know, earned 3 Purple Hearts, a Bronze Star for heroism in Vietnam.
Right.
And yet they have no shamelessness whatsoever. They have no shame whatsoever.
Yeah.
They are just vicious and awful, and they don't have values so much as they have a sense of deep, deep selfishness, and mm-hmm. that supersedes everything else.
Yeah, I keep saying it, but it was struck by Oprah saying, you know, everybody gets a plate at the barbecue here.
Yeah,
everybody's, you know, like that's.
That was such a great line.
I know.
I love when she said, like, when a house is on fire, you don't ask, you know, how do they vote or who do they love or how do they love?
Right.
You're just going to save them.
Okay, more from the DNC with Mueller.
Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is on vacation, but I, Greg Bach, am your host, and I'm going to be talking to J.R. Radcliffe about all things sports, and it's Weather and Wine with meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.